Okay, right. So your starts are way up in the top. You got a wee cross. Right. You got the diamond mine.
Yes, I have.
Well, if you just come down the west side of that and hang a left right underneath it. Right underneath the D of the diamond.
Right. To what point will I draw?
Go along. You've not got the graveyard, sure you've not.
No.
Right, there's a graveyard about an inch and a half to the east of the diamond mine. And you go along under the diamond mine and underneath the graveyard.
Have you got the ravine?
No.
Have you got carved stones?
Yes.
Well, the ravine's just an inch below the carved stones.
Right, so if you go along to about a centimetre before you get to your ravine.
Right.
Then head north to past, you pass the west side of the carved stones.
Over the top of the carved stones.
Yes. And have you got the Indian country? So you come down the other side of the carved stones, down, and when you get to the top of the Indian country, just, you've not got the gate rock. Yeah, just go down to the top of the Indian country for. Now, to the left, sorry, to the west of the Indian country, there's a great rock.
Oh, not on this one.
Well, this one was a great rock. So,
Right.
if you go down at, what did it say, about 45-degree angle, directly above the big teepee or wigwam.
So I'll draw a line straight across to above that.
Yeah, when you get to above the big teepee, then I'll be go down about an inch and a half at a 45-degree angle from that. Then
Right.
you go along over to the top of the gold mine.
Right, that's below the diamond mine.
Yeah,
A
directly
good
below.
bit below,
Yeah. So you.
What side of the top? Right in the middle?
The west side.
Right. Near the gallows.
Yeah, you're about 45-degree bearing away from that.
Right, okay.
Then you go down south until you're about two-thirds of the way down towards the Great Rock.
Where the totem pole, the bottom of the, where the totem pole would be.
Yeah.
Right.
And then you go, you've got the trout farm.
Oh, it's way over below the Indian country.
Yeah, well, you go, right, you're at your totem pole in your map, I think it
At the
is.
bottom, I'm below the trout farm.
Yeah, right, well, if you go along underneath your totem pole for about an inch, it may, aye, maybe just over an inch,
Till the other side of the totem pole.
then head up towards the trout farm. With your line coming down, going up to the T, the first T. Then you've not got the fort, sure you haven't, the cavalry. Well, if you go along, after the trout farm,
Right,
if
I'll
you.
go up to how far from the T?
Right underneath it. I'd say if you go along east about 2 inches.
Right, so I'm just past the far edge of the trout farm.
If you move and get a wee bit further than that,
Right, okay.
then you've got the cattle stockade.
Way down the bottom.
Yeah, well, if you go straight down, passing that on the east side, just right until you come to the E.
Right.
Then go westerly under it until you come to the C. The
Oh, the
C
Sea
in
of
cattle,
Cattle.
yeah. I'd presume that you've got something between the bandit territory and the cattle stockade,
Yes, a
judging.
parched riverbed.
Yeah, well, if you do drive over the top of that, just over the top of it, and then come down the other side underneath the bandit territory, and have you got the wee cross for your finish?
No.
No. Well, about an inch to the left of the wee tree, an inch and a half to the left of the wee tree that the bandit's lying up against. your finish sign's there. If you go under your bandit territory and
right,
up
I'm
to
I'm under
it,
the B of bandit just now.
You just go straight up to your wee cross.
About how far up?
It's about an inch. Inch or so.
Right.
And that says one map complete.
So